Marker.
He hasn't come on.
All right, thanks, Sana.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
We'll start in half a minute or so. I believe we're at verse 169. In section 19 of Parashah Lech Lecha. And we'll start with the L'shem Yehud.
So on and so on. So is that what Abraham was doing? It bringing the nukva or the great Malkut into each vessel and /world.
No, he wasn't bringing the grade of Malchut into each vessel. What he was doing was attaching by utilizing and doing actions within the frame of Malchut. He was attaching that Malchut to its root level in the spiritual world. So
okay.
As the Malchut becomes attached to the spiritual, the flow of Shefa increases.
Okay, so he was I got to remember that we are a world of action, so yes, okay. That's the attachment, okay.
Any other questions or comments on this verse?
Is it the joining of the yud and the hay with the vav and the hay? In other words, it was uniting the physical with the spiritual.
Well, that's joining the lower hay with the vav.
Mm-hmm.
So this verse is talking about that. Should I go on?
Yes.
Verse 170. Kedeni Tatar Abraham Wahawahulat Adeya Tikucha Barihu Vadai Zakain Inun Tadikayayo Mitatre Eya. Bekuchabarihu, with whom eat a tear behom, Zakain inun, Yalmadain, with Zakain inun, Yalmadiate, Alaihu Kitiv, we amesh kulam, Sadikaya. Sadikim Leolam Yirshu Aretz Uktiv Viorach Sadikim Keor Noga Olech Vior Adnechon Hayom. Questions? Now, let's read the translation first. Then Abraham was crowned, and his destiny surely became connected with the Holy One, blessed be he. Happy are the righteous who are crowned by the Holy One, blessed be he. And he, in turn, is crowned by them. They are happy in this world, as well as in the world that is coming. Of them it is written, your people also shall be all righteous. They shall inherit the land forever. And, but the path of the just is like the gleam of sunlight that shines ever more brightly until the height of noonday. My commentary. There are a number of revelations in this pasuk that the students of Kabbalah will be able to perceive through contemplation. Among them will be the end of cycles. Questions, comments, thoughts.
Well, it made me think that as Abraham did the mitzvot, that he was given crowns, but that at night, when you enter the Garden of Eden, you give the crowns back to Hashem. You crown Hashem with what you were given during the day.
Well said. But the crown is a metaphor for creating a circuit of energy. So when someone does a mitzvah in the physical world, they do an action in the physical world, they're receiving the energy to do that action. They unify with Hashem. The consciousness, the kavanah of why they do that action is to give pleasure to Hashem. And that's the meaning of the crowns going back to Hashem. Your consciousness is that the only reason you're doing the action is to celebrate with Hashem.
Isn't there a special time right after Passover? Don't we have a month where we wear those crowns?
Well, there's a special time any time that you are doing an action with the consciousness that you're only doing this to give Hashem pleasure. Essentially, we do an action and we receive benefit from that action. Where is the circuit of energy? What are you giving back to Hashem that he gives you whatever is the effect of that action? What are you giving back to Hashem? How do you create a circuit of energy? And that's the consciousness of, I'm only doing this action of whatever it is because I'm thinking of giving pleasure to Hashem. Any questions?
Well, Tom is also talking about...
go ahead, Malcolm.
I was just going to say that it also references the generations, Abraham's children, generations, and the promise of that action to his children and to the rest of the world, actually.
Correct. The energy flow, it requires a circuit of energy, a sharing from Hashem to us, and from us to Hashem. Without the sharing from Hashem to us, we wouldn't do the actions. But then there's the other side, which is we do the actions in order to give pleasure to Hashem. And that consciousness needs to be very real in your mitzvot. Because that is how you demonstrate your love for Hashem. Because you're thinking of him and you're thinking to share with Hashem. Whereas if you're doing the mitzvot because it's God's will, and if you don't do it, God forbid, he'll punish you, that consciousness has to be... It creates this circuit of energy. And the circuit of energy means that you don't get tired. You can go on forever. Because the endless light is fulfilling the vessel. But the vessel starts out with a limitation that goes away. When the person maintains the consciousness to share with Hashem. Any other questions?
Well, I guess I'll go ahead and try to explain. everything you said, I well agreed. You know, I agree with it. And I always thought that was the highest calling, was to be as close to Hashem as you can and to do everything with that motivation of love for Hashem. But the other night, when we had the Zohar class, it was Pasuk 51, and in your comment, it really struck me. In fact, I've been thinking about it all week. The highest form of service to Hashem is to enter the realm of Satan. Is that a contradiction?
Why would you think it's a contradiction? You can't go into the level of the area of Satan in order to share your battle with Satan. You share the battle. You share the energy that you're taking back from Hashem, from Satan, with Hashem. You go into Satan's area to defeat Satan. You go into Satan's area to take the energy that Satan has received from you. You go into Satan's area to take that energy back and return it to Hashem. Is that a contradiction?
No. I guess this would kind of be an example. I always thought, because of the nighttime Shema, that when something happens and I'm not too happy about it, I don't usually say it doesn't upset me. I'm able to forgive pretty quick. At least that's what I thought. Usually about 10 or 12 days, I'm over it. But the last couple of weeks, memories have been coming back to me of people that told me they would do such and such. And I don't know, just things rooted up to my memory. And I'm seeing that really it was just hidden. Either I pushed it down into the subconscious, and now those memories are coming back, and I'm having to face them, you know, to forgive those people when I didn't realize it was still there. So is that an example of what we were talking about?
Well, what we're talking about is going into Satan's area. And what you're describing, I don't perceive is going into Satan's area. The thoughts are coming to you because the tikkun still exists between you and that person.
Okay.
Going into Satan's area was, you've heard the Zoharic Midrash that Satan went to Hashem and said, I can no longer do the work you want me to do. Because wherever I go, Rabbi Shimon shows up and stops me from doing it. You've heard that Midrash, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
What was he doing? Satan has a job to do during this period of tikkun. Satan's job is to make us busy with Satan and draw us away from Hashem. And in order to do that, we turn over the energy that we should receive from Hashem, we turn it over to Satan. But there comes a time when, through the study of Kabbalah and through the control of our binding by striking reactions, by being aware of stopping our reaction, we need to take the energy we gave to Satan back from him. Now, we're talking about it. The highest level. Because normally we would never consider going into Satan's lair. We would never consider going to Satan and stopping him from doing his job. But King Solomon did it. He went into Satan's lair to get the secret of the Shamir worm. Moses went in after Satan, but both of them were harmed in trying to do that. Why were they harmed? Because they weren't able to defeat Satan. They weren't able to take the energy back from Satan. But Rabbi Shimon was able to do so. And ultimately, that's what the Mashiach will do. It will take all the energy that Satan has accumulated for himself, and we'll take it back from him and send it back to Hashem where it belongs. That's why it's called correction. We're rebuilding we're correcting the mistake. The mistake was not to utilize the energy properly. We're about out of time, so I'm just hoping that the explanation has been clarifying for you.
Yes, it has. Thank you.
One thing I will say, that the reason that those thoughts come up is you were accurate in describing that you pushed them down so that you were not cleansing them. You were not fixing them. By pushing them down, in effect, you're covering them over, and so the energy stays with Satan. So the thought comes up to cause you not to contest with Satan, but to go to the person and balance whatever is going on between the two of you. Class at 7 o'clock Pacific time will be the Zohar class for Parsha of Truma. Shalom Gadol, shalom to all.
Thank you.